Hi, it's J.J. Abrams, and I want to talk about Anthony, as does Anthony. But I need to give this some context. Let's start with the obvious. There's magic in Star Wars. In all of it. From the design of the logo, those outline letters against the stylized starfield, to its aesthetic, production design, delicious combination of Flash Gordon space adventure and Kurosawa samurai high drama. There's magic in its enhanced real-life locations, gorgeously unique props and ships, sound effects, and of course, its breathtaking, instantly classic musical score. But would we be considering or continuing a story that began nearly half a century ago if, at the heart of it all, there wasn't such a powerful sense of humanity? Surely even the genius of the lightsaber and the growl of a Wookiee would have been long forgotten if George Lucas hadn't focused so ingeniously on the souls of the main characters. It was their desires and desperation, their fears and revelations, their love and loyalty that made Star Wars a saga for the ages. The essence and enduringness of Star Wars is made clear from the opening minute of the first film. After announcing that it's a once-upon-a-time fable, after the blast of unforgettably powerful music, after the thrilling crawl gives us its pulpy context, and after the awe-inspiring Star Destroyer passes us overhead and the small blockade runners revealed, we cut inside to see members of the Rebellion, rocked by the attack. But what happens next is what's most important. We fall in love. Nearly the instant we meet stalwart droid C-3PO and R2-D2, we laugh. They become our way into a galaxy we're so desperate to be a part of. Their fear, their bickering, their frantic need to survive is what grabs us by the heart and allows us to be mesmerized, to be taken on the cinematic adventure of a lifetime. Despite all the wondrous spectacle and artistry, and while it may be self-evident,